Welcome back to Mid-Ohio Valley. Now let's wrap up our conversation about PioPitch with Julie Harding, Katie Hall, and Andy Kubala.
If there are business and industry leaders in the Mid-Ohio Valley that want to get involved with this, they've heard about it and they haven't reached out, what can they do?
They should contact me. Probably the easiest way is to email me at J, C as in cat, H as in Harding, 005 at marietta.edu. So JCH 005 at marietta.edu. They can also find the PioPitch page on Facebook and follow us there. We keep all that updated with all of our events. But please, yes, reach out and contact us. We'd love to have some more, continue to have more and more people involved in this.
We touched on this a little bit too, but do you find this series particularly relevant in a place like Marietta, where all you have to do is go up and down the street and there's all sorts of local business and local entrepreneurs?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It creates not just a partnership between business and industry and the college, but also the college and the community and students in the community, and having students engaged with local businesses and making sure they know they're there and learn to get involved with them, to visit them, to shop there, those sorts of things. So yeah, it's very, very important.
When you see local business flourish in a community like this, especially being from here, does it inspire you and help you believe you can make it work too?
Yeah, I completely understand how much work it is. It's so much work. All the small business owners, I mean, they are there every day, you know, working from open to close. And that definitely is inspiring to see even where they started to where they are now. And growing up here, it's amazing to see that transition. And I think it makes you hopeful that you could maybe one day do that as well.
And Katie, do you start to see these people now as not just nameless, faceless businesses, now there's a human being that runs that, or even a Marietta College graduate that runs that?
Yeah, absolutely. When I see new businesses pop up, I make it a point to like stop in and see like what it's about, like what's new. It's obviously a big thing in the Mid-Ohio Valley when something new comes to town. So it's something that I always try to pop my head in and see what's going on. But it definitely sort of makes me believe that this area is coming back to life, sort of. I've lived here for a while now, so it's a really exciting thing to see new businesses come and just see how they grow.
How does this kind of stuff prepare you for the real world?
It makes it very real, just to put it very plainly. I'll be graduating in a year, so it's a good way for me to see what my opportunities are, what my possibilities could be. So it's something that I'm extremely looking forward to.
How does an opportunity like this prepare college students for the real world?
Well, I think that I would go back to the point that a lot of times, if they aren't exposed to programs like this, college students can go through 4 years of classes and not have any interaction with business leaders, business owners, and then when they are put in a position where they need to have that interaction, they're not comfortable. So I think more than anything, it's developing that comfort level and the confidence that I can go out and I can speak to these people and feel very comfortable. I understand, you know, some of what they're going through because I've sat through these PioPitch sessions and I see that they don't have it all figured out related to marketing, and they don't, sometimes they need assistance with, well, how would you create this job description, or what do you think about this product? So there's all sorts of ways that I can help. I can provide feedback. I can provide input, and they'll value that. They'll listen to me, and they may even take what I say and implement it. So I think it's confidence. I think it's a comfort level and confidence are probably two of the biggest things.
I'll ask all three of you this before we wrap up. We'll start with Annie. What makes a good business a good business?
I think what makes a good business is understanding your customers. So understanding what they want, you know, solve their problems before solving your own. So, you know, you might want to create a restaurant. Well, what kind of food are you going to serve? You know, you have to understand, you know, the customers that you want to have first.
And Katie?
I think the person behind it is what makes it a good business. So if that person is really involved and really excited and really, like, really involved in getting it to where it needs to be and pushing it to, like, the farthest that it can go, I think that's what makes a good business, is the person behind it making sure that everything is, like, what it's supposed to be.
These answers have to encourage you as well, because, again, these aren't answers, either one of them, that can be taught. These are answers that come from the heart, and that's part of the overarching lesson.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure you've noticed that I've been smiling this whole time. And that's partly because I hear these things coming from them and I think, oh, yeah, this is working. This is wonderful. So, yes, it's very rewarding and exciting to see. And it's going to be an exciting time when we send these two ladies and many others off into the world to see all that they're going to accomplish, because they're going to do some really great things.
You have one thing to tell them on what you think makes a good business. What would that be?
I think what makes a good business is, as Annie said, it really starts with understanding your customer and making sure that what you're providing is not just something you want to do, oh, this would be fun, but rather understanding that there's a need out there that you can develop a solution for. So I think it starts with that, but then I think that what allows a business to continue to thrive, it's a lot about leadership. And so hopefully those are skills that they're developing as well.
Pio Pitch is open to the public. It's in a normal time slot every month. When is that and where?
It's always at 4 o'clock. The dates do vary, but everyone can find the dates again on our Facebook page, and we'll have them on the website as well. But it's always at 4 o'clock in the Cooper Auditorium or Room 124 in Thomas Hall. Thomas Hall is at the Putnam Street entrance to the college, and if you walk into the college from Putnam Street, it's the first building on the right. And we're downstairs in room 124. Again, it's also called the Cooper Auditorium. Hopefully we'll have lots of signs directing people, and just ask. Campus is very friendly. Just ask. Someone will help you find it.
It's well marked on the outside. Not all college campuses have that.
That is true. That is very true. Yes.
Julie Harding is the lead organizer of Pio Pitch and Pio Biz. Katie Hall and Andy Cabal are senior student organizers. Ladies, thank you so much for your time and sharing some of your hopes, your dreams, and what you want to accomplish through this program. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's our show. I'd like to thank our guests, Julie Harding, Katie Hall, and Andy Cabal, for joining us this week. If you have story ideas for the future, please email those to us at news@sevenrangesradio.com. I'm your host, Derek Little. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you next week on another edition of Mid-Ohio Valley Now.